the Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. House Republicans proposed sweeping tax breaks Monday in President Donald Trump's big priority bill, tallying at least $4.9 trillion in costs so far, partly paid for with cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs used by millions of Americans. Now for the Associated Press. They report it seeks to extend the tax cuts approved during Trump's first term and boost the standard deduction, child tax credit, and estate tax exemption, while adding new tax breaks on tip wages, overtime pay, Social Security benefits, and auto loans that Trump promised during his campaign for the White House. And across Alabama and much of the rural South, some 200 counties are falling behind on access to reliable internet, health providers, and basic care. More on this KFF Health News report.
That includes Greene County, where the hospital's internet is too slow to support modern tools, such as digital monitoring or electronic health records. Dr. Steve Katsinas with the University of Alabama says what's happening in Greene is more than just a local issue. It's a warning sign for underserved communities across the region.
We've long argued it will always be rural areas with low population density and persistent high poverty. They're going to get attended to last.
Katsinas says 180 persistent poverty counties across the South face similar challenges. Shantia Hudson reporting.
This story produced with original reporting from Sarah Jane Tribble for KFF Health News. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The latest state data shows the number of Wisconsin youth who are struggling with their mental health has spiked.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Next, a new report on homelessness in Colorado released by the Common Sense Institute is coming under fire. The report claims an intervention-first model where people only get housing if they agree to addiction treatment and workforce training is more effective than the housing-first and supportive services approach. But Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says the report doesn't even mention rising housing costs.
When we see housing costs go up, when we see rents increase, we see homelessness increase. When we don't see more affordable housing being made available to low-income households, we see homelessness increase.
Between 2019 and 2023, Denver's already high rents rose by nearly 30%. This is Public News Service. The dismantling of the 30-year-old AmeriCorps National Service Program by DOGE will have significant impacts in states like New Mexico.
Last year, AmeriCorps recruited more than 4,500 participants in the state to help meet local needs and strengthen communities. Program grants are administered by the Serve New Mexico Commission, working under the Department of Workforce Solutions. Executive Director Kristen Hsu says funding was eliminated for a planning grant and 6 of 10 operational programs, leaving only 4 still functioning.
These programs were offering services to the communities, everything from tutoring to after-school programming, mentorship, trail restoration. So it's a significant cut. It's almost about 2/3 of our programs.
I'm Roz Brown.
Initially known as Volunteers in Service to America, or VISTA, AmeriCorps was created by President Johnson in 1965 and renamed by President Bill Clinton. And the U.S. and China combined eat a little less than half of all the beef produced globally. But consumption there is trending in opposite directions.
Americans eat about 90 pounds of beef annually per capita, down from 117 pounds in 1974. Across the globe, China's consumption is rising significantly, from less than a half pound in 1972 to 17 pounds per capita in 2022. Coupled with China's rising population, that trend could mean a big increase in global demand. Beef production is the leading cause of deforestation globally, and Brent Kim with Johns Hopkins University's Center for a Livable Future says that raises a difficult question.
Estimates suggest that we need to increase agricultural yields by 60 to 70% to feed the growing population. How can we feed more people with the land that we've got without cutting down more trees?
Kim says slowing beef production is an effective and fast way to curb harmful greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Finally, there is a new tool that aims to equip folks in Oregon with the knowledge they need to take control of their personal data and protect their privacy.
Oregon Consumer Justice created the guide after the Oregon Consumer Privacy Act took effect last summer, empowering residents to control how businesses collect and use their personal data. The guide explains how to request records of collected and sold personal information. Malena Lechon Galdos is with the Portland nonprofit SUMA that helped work on the guide. She says most people do not understand how much of their data, from internet search histories to social security numbers, is being collected, bought, and sold.
The internet is a tool that everyone at this point needs to utilize, even if it's getting basic resources. And so how can we do it in a way that is safe?
The guide includes step-by-step instructions on how to opt out of targeted advertising and stop the sale of personal data. I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener-supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.